Psalm 116.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord!
Today's devotion. Praise God for his deliverance. The psalm is a thanksgiving to God for delivering him from death. In verses 1 to 4, the psalmist is thankful to God for hearing and answering his cries of help. God has been merciful to him and delivered him from a near-death experience. For this reason, he declares his love for the Lord for all to know. In verses 5 to 7, he expresses gratitude to the Lord for preserving his life when he was at the lowest point of his life. Now, he is no longer anxious, but at peace because of the Lord's gracious mercy that God has shown to him so abundantly. People are generally thankful to God. They would claim to love God, especially when he had blessed them abundantly. Was the psalmist's declaration of his love for God because of his abundant blessings alone? No, he was grateful to the Lord because he delivered him from a terrifying experience. He almost died. It probably changed his view of God and life. People with near-death experiences often testify that they see things differently. They even live differently. At least, they would be more appreciative of life. As believers, we are delivered from the penalty of sin and given the hope of eternal life, but why are we not grateful or appreciative at all? In verses 8 to 14, the psalmist described how this experience had changed him. It made him ask himself how he would repay God for his goodness. He not only believed in him, but he also promised to live for the Lord and be a faithful witness for him. He promised he would keep the vows he had made to God as a witness of his goodness shown to him. In verses 15 to 17, he believes he is precious in God's sight just as we are. God saved him as he did by sending Jesus to die for our sins and deliver us from the penalty of sin. God has set us free. Thus, like the psalmist, we must be grateful and we must declare our love for the Lord and praise him in the midst of his people. After an encounter with God's saving grace, a person should be transformed in their heart and mind, not just their life. If nothing has changed, they would be a spiritually dense person. Have you ever met someone like this before? At the very least, they should be grateful and appreciative to be alive. As believers, they should testify and witness the goodness of God to others. Are you so thankful to him that you would bear witness of him? Every Sunday, as we assemble as the body of Christ to worship him, are we able to declare our love for him and praise him with our lips? Do we merely go through the motions of worship or stand in the pew silently and oblivious to the worshipers around us? Or will we declare our praises to his holy name for all to hear? Let us praise and worship him wholeheartedly as his people. O Lord, I declare my love for you as I worship you because of your saving grace. You had sent your only begotten Son to die for my sins so that I may live and not die. I will testify to your goodness to others who can become a beneficiary of your salvation of their souls. I praise you, my Lord and God, who is the Savior of my soul. In Jesus' name, Amen.